Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, hello, loves. Welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hot enough for you out there? Well, given the fact that it's 91 degrees in western New York right now, of course, your car thermometer may differ. I wasn't going to do this, but I think it's going to be a good thing to do. We all have, I think, our beverages of choice. Do we not have our beverages of choice? Some of you are big beer drinkers. In fact, I would guess that most of you are big beer drinkers because every single week it seems that there's a new brewery opening up in Buffalo or the suburbs. Seriously, brewery here, brewery there. They're popping up like dandelions, breweries. So beer has, I'm going to guess that beer is going to be the best, most popular beverage. And of course, we're talking to the adult crowd here, not the child crowd of the WBEN radio audience. Are you more into wine? Let's just say we're having a party, okay? It's an on-air party, and I've got a table, and I've got beer here, I've got wine in the middle, and at the other end, I have spirits. I have distilled spirits. I would like to know, what is your beverage of choice? Now, it might be something that's totally non-alcoholic, because there are people who just don't like alcohol, people who don't like to drink. During the show, I drink a lot of Vitamin Water Zero because I like the way it tastes, and it allows me to hydrate my body while I'm on the air. So there's, you know, I got that going on. So what is your beverage of choice? I'm kind of curious, because my inclination is going to be it's beer. Now, you might like all three equally, and I will tell you, I don't. I really don't. I can't tell you the last time I had a beer. Honest to God, I can't tell you the last time. I do know that on a day like today, we can actually mention brand names as far as I'm concerned. What is the best beer? Anybody going to say Bud Light? But on a day like today, there is something about an ice-cold Corona with the lime in it that to me is the ultimate beer experience. And this comes from a guy who, again, is not a big beer drinker. And then, of course, there is wine. And wine comes in all kinds of sweets and sours and everything in between. Are you more likely to pick the wine from the table at this on-air party? And if you are likely to pick the wine, I want to see if there's one wine that is the favorite of this audience. And last but not least, distilled spirits. You know, the hard stuff, baby. The hard stuff. Now, I don't think I should put real moonshine in the mix here, but I may just do it anyway, even if it's immoral. I had moonshine a couple of times in my life, and going to be honest with you, the moonshine that I had was some of the best booze I've ever had in my entire life. And I'm not even talking about the alcohol content. I'm talking about the taste, the body, the aftertaste. I'm talking about everything. I mean, moonshine, dang good. Dang good stuff by me. What is your beverage of choice? It might be all three equally, but it's funny because at a party, it's kind of a stereotype. The women go for the wines, okay? Women are all about wines. Both begin with W. Might be something to that. Men typically go for the beer or the hard stuff. Now, when it comes to the hard stuff, I will tell you, I go through phases like I do with everything else, and there are times where I really enjoy tequila for no other reason than it is a lower-calorie alcoholic beverage than a beer or than something a little bit heavier. There are times, despite the extra calories, I will enjoy a quality bourbon, Kentucky whiskey, something along those lines that I really enjoy. And I actually like the taste. That's key. If I'm going to drink something, I got to like the taste. And, you know, it's interesting, and I don't know if this is true for you, but I've discovered that the older I have become, the less of a taste for sweets I have. And as a kid and as a younger man, if you had a cake in your kitchen, I would probably eat half the cake, okay? Really, I would have my cake and eat it too. Then I'd have your cake and eat that again. So I lost that over the years, and I'm just not a wine guy. I know that people love their wines. It's just something that just, it doesn't do it for me. I don't know why it doesn't do it for me. I know that red wine is supposedly very healthy, especially for the cardiovascular system. You know, the old French paradox. How come these people eat cheese and all kinds of disgusting things and they smoke like chimneys and their rates of cancer are far below ours? Must be the wine. Is that a false conclusion? I do not know. But of every beverage out there that is available for grown-ups, I want to know, what is your beverage of choice? What is, for example, if you say, well, Tom, I like beer, and the beer I like is, I'll just pick a name out of the air, Sam Adams. Give me a Sam Adams every single time. Give me a Corona. Give me a Bud Light. Don't hear that a lot anymore, actually, but that might be put into the repository of things people used to say. And as far as wine, I'm going to have to, what is it, Echo Domani? Is that one of them? I think that's a wine. I'm pretty sure it is. See, I don't know wines. I'm an idiot when it comes to wines. If I'm ever dispatched to the store to pick up wine for somebody, I call the store ahead of time and I say, hey, would you have this ready for me? Because I don't feel like walking up aisle and aisle and aisle after aisle just to find that one bottle of wine that people like. But people get very fussy about the brands of wine they enjoy. And some people, and I don't mean any disrespect to anybody in the winery business in Western New York, but I have known people who do not particularly like New York State wines, and the argument they give me is New York State wines are too sweet for my taste. Well, all right. I mean, if that's true, that's true. There's no point in drinking something you don't enjoy. Life is too short to put things into your body if you're not really enjoying them. And as far as the harder stuff, you know, the one that I hear the most at bars, what is it? Deep Eddie Lemon Vodka. Is that a thing? I mean, I don't drink it, but I those words or some combination thereof seem to be uttered an awful lot when I'm out. That seems to be a real popular product. So when it comes to beverages, and how many of you don't drink any alcohol? And why do you not drink alcohol? Is it something that you had a problem with earlier in life and you said, this is no good, I can't control myself, so I'm going to get off of this stuff? Or maybe it's just that you never had a taste for it. That's fine. I drank very little most of my life, and then discovered that I actually enjoyed quite a few things, typically the harder things. 803-0930. Star 930 and 1-800-616-WBEN. If you had to choose between a fine distilled spirit, a wonderful wine, or the best beer in the world, ice cold on a day like today, what would it be? What would it be? Too bad they don't make a mint chocolate chip liqueur. Actually, somebody probably does. Let's go to Don in West Seneca on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hello, Don. What is your beverage of choice, Don?
Hey, Don. Tom, it's Don, your plumber. So anyways,
hey.
Wine is by far my choice of drink. Red wine.
And why is that? Can you identify a reason?
One of your people who used to work with the drummer, with your brother, he kind of spoiled me with how to enjoy really good wine. just one of those things you just grow into. You start drinking line wine, and before I know it, it's typically a California bold red, most likely.
Now, as it applies to wine, can you explain to people what bold means?
It's going to have, you're going to taste those tannins in there. When you have tea or you got that dryness that dries your mouth out a little bit, it's going to have some tannin. It's going to have some cherry flavors probably. And the nice thing about a really good wine is that there's a lot of things, there's a lot of flavors going through. It starts off tasting one way, and then as you're drinking it, it kind of usually mellows out and becomes even better as you're going.
Huh. All right, Don, I never thought of you as a red wine guy. I thought maybe you were a beer guy, maybe a distilled guy, but I did not think you'd be a wine guy. You're full of surprises.
You never know. Yep.
No, you do not.
Give me a steak and a nice wine, and I'll be very happy.
Very interesting. Thank you very much. Don in West Seneca. Yes, Don, my plumber. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. We've got 91 degrees out there. Great time to ask you, as far as alcohol is concerned, just imagine a radio buffet, and you can choose anything you want. What is your, pick your poison. Here's Rich on a cell phone on WBEN. Rich, hello.
Hey, Tom, how are you today?
Well, it's a wonderful day talking about alcohol. 91 degrees outside. Yowza.
Nothing is better than having a nice cold beer on a day like today or after cutting your lawn.
So beer, as you know, is everywhere. What is your favorite beer?
Well, I'm a Buffalonian for my whole life, and nothing is as good as a Labatt Blue.
Labatt Blue. How much of Labatt Blue do you drink in a given week?
It depends on how hard the week is.
But you're not like a six-pack a night guy, right?
Oh, gosh, no. If I did a six-pack a night, I don't think I'd wake up in the morning when I'd have to go to work.
Plus, there's a reason the expression beer belly came into the vernacular. So, okay, so you are a Labatt's man. And if you had to sum up the Labatt flavor, what would it be?
It's a good, crisp beer. It quenches the thirst. And that's my summer drink. Usually it's bourbon in the winter.
Oh, okay. So you mix it up a little bit. Interesting.
Yes.
Do you go to all of these little breweries that open up around town?
Yes, I do. My adventure is to find as many different beers as I can and drink them and then figure out which ones are horrible.
Very interesting. Do you think that we're ever going to oversaturate the beer, the microbrewery market of Western New York?
I think we're getting close to that point. There's a couple good ones that make it to most of the bars, and then the local bars. But then there's other ones that just people are just putting whatever they possibly can in a beer, and it just tastes awful.
Yeah, like in the fall, I think. Was it blueberry? There's certain beers that seem to come out in the fall that I've had sips of them just to see what they taste like. But, again, I feel horrible because, look, I mean, German last name. You would think that my fridge would be stocked with beer. There's not a single can or bottle of beer in my house.
I agree. I can still taste the last pumpkin beer I had about 20 years ago.
Pumpkin beer. Whoever came up with that idea, let's hope they never came up with another one. Thank you very much. Thank you.
See you later, Tom. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Getting your sense here in light of this conversation we had the first hour about liquor stores selling wine and the liquor store, the grocery store selling wine and the liquor stores not being happy with it, got me to thinking about what your favorite drink is alcohol-wise in the summertime. Really any time, but it's 91 degrees out there, and I know there's a lot of thirsty people. Let's go to Rod in Elma on WBEN. Hello, Rod. What do you have for us?
Hey, so I have a couple of different things. I mean, wine, again, it's acquired taste. Most of the reason why people don't like it because they try it once and they don't like it, but if you acquire a taste for it, and actually rosé, which is actually a red wine, you could probably, to cool it down on a hot summer day, would be pretty cool. But I also do like craft beer. So there is a certain kind of Scotch ale I'm really into. It's just the way it's a Scotch, like the Scottish way of making it. And it's usually got more alcohol. It's like 7 to 8% alcohol. And it's all about taste, you know. But wine, you definitely need to acquire a taste. You need to drink it over a long period of time to really like a dry wine. And I beg to differ because you said you had some friends that said New York State wine is sweet. They're going to the wrong wineries. There's a lot of good dry reds, dry Rieslings, really good wines in New York State.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, I'm going to do this now.
This has been a very interesting week, I'll say that much. I apologize for the technical glitch, no problem. Been doing this a long time, not the end of the world. We'll get it taken care of in short order. It's Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we're talking about, we started off the program talking about this proposal to let grocery stores sell wine. And the liquor stores are dead set against it because it's going to cut into their business to the point where many of them may very well be put out of business. And I think I should find out from you guys, from you, if I had a buffet here of adult beverages, what would your choice be? Would it be an icy cold beer? Would it be a nice glass of wine? Would it be something we might call the hard stuff? Let's go to Renee in Clarence on WBEN. Renee, welcome to the most disturbing week of my life in many ways. You're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, love. Are we making you thirsty?
Well, you know, I'm going to a concert tonight, so I'll definitely be having a drink.
Styx?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you and everybody else going to see Styx.
Yep, excited about it. But what I will say is they most likely won't have good wine, but that's okay. So my favorite beverage is
well, you're going to pay for it, but why not?
Yeah, exactly. I don't really care for beer at all. Wine is my first choice, and then I like spirits second. And I like dry reds. I don't really like the sweet wine. So as I started with the wine, you start out with the sweets, but the more you drink it, the drier you become.
Right.
So I've moved to red wines. I like Cabernets, Merlots, Malbecs. Those are my favorites. And if it's
It's interesting, Renee. Forgive me. It's interesting that you mentioned that because have you found that you've also, as you have gotten older, and I'm not saying you're old, but as we all get older, right, it's the alternative, that in addition to wines, you're just not that much into sweets of other things. Like you could sit there and look at an open package of Reese's cups and not even want to touch them, or delicious peanut butter cups from Alethea's. They sent us some to the radio station a while ago, so I just wanted to say hi to my friends over there.
Well, I wish that I had that problem, but I do love my sweets. So if it was in front of me, I would totally eat it. And I happen to think that chocolate and wine are a wonderful mixture.
Chocolate and wine. Now, okay, this raises another question. Are we talking dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
So I would prefer dark chocolate if I'm having wine. It's a little bit better. It goes better. I'll eat milk chocolate. I like all chocolate. But if I'm having a glass of wine, dark chocolate, and I don't want to go over 80%, 86% KO or cocoa or whatever they call it.
Very interesting. Renee, thank you very much, and enjoy the concert tonight, Styx. How many of the original guys are still in the band?
I do not know the answer to that.
Interesting. All right, Renee, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. Let's go to, and if it sounds like I don't sound like a normal radio talk show host, because I had a little technical issue, which is going to be resolved soon. Don't worry about it. Not the end of the world. Been here before. Not a problem. Here's Chris in Depew on WBEN. Chris, talking about adult beverages, not adult videos, but adult beverages. And what is your, what's your poison of choice?
I really like, on a hot day like today, would be a gin and tonic. With some lemon in there.
Okay, now people get pretty funky about gin. For some people, it's got to be Bombay Sapphire. For some people, it has to be Tanqueray. Are you a gin snob?
Not a snob, but not. I mean, I wouldn't go anything less than Beefeater, most likely.
What is your favorite? Let's say I was having a party and you were coming over and I knew that you were a gin drinker. What should I buy?
You know what? As long as it's not some cheap stuff that, you know, that you could, it's clearly like in a plastic bottle or something, I would be okay with it. Not that
what
much
do you,
of a
what do you,
knob.
Just out of curiosity, what do you think of gin and soda as opposed to gin and tonic?
That kind of intrigued me, actually. I want to look into that and see how it would be made. Because just
I was just going to say, I agree. As far as mixed drinks are concerned, gin and tonic is a very refreshing beverage. And if you were to ask me the same question I asked you, I would say Tanqueray. For whatever reason, I had developed a taste for Tanqueray. And I've also discovered that the fruit of the beverage is very important. And you get that lime with the Tanqueray and tonic, and you squeeze some of that lime juice in, it just changes everything. It elevates it to a whole different level of awesome.
Yeah. Yes, it does. It's a perfect mixture. I don't know. Like, growing up, my dad, on hot days like today, he would have a beer and use sometimes, but when it gets really hot, he would go for a gin and tonic, and I think that's where I kind of got it from, honestly.
Very, very interesting. I have to ask you this question. You're on vacation, okay, or you're at some celebratory event, and there's booze in the morning. Mimosa or Bloody Mary?
Oh, man. That would be a toss-up for me. Bloody Mary, just because it's a little bit more extravagant, mind you, and vacation. I would treat myself to a little Bloody Mary. For sure.
Yeah, I like them both. I find the mimosa to be somewhat more refreshing as an early morning drink with an omelet. But the Bloody Mary, sometimes you just got to go in that direction. I thank you very much for the phone call on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly. Had a little technical glitch. We're working on it. It's not the end of the world. We'll get through this. No problem. Do I sound panicked? No, not really. Not in the least. It's all cool. So if you're just joining us, we're talking to you on this 91-degree day about the kind of alcohol that you prefer. I wasn't even going to do this show until I saw what interest there was in the last hour when we talked with a liquor store guy. And I'd be happy to talk with grocery store people, too. But we talked to a liquor store guy about the idea that grocery stores should be allowed to sell wine. That's being talked about in Albany. Apparently, it's in the exploratory or preliminary phases in Albany. But the liquor store people, I think, made a very compelling case against something like that happening for the purposes of their own business. 803-0930 is the phone number. Pretend I have a table of beer. You can tell me your favorite beer, if beer is your beverage of choice. Pretend in the middle I've got every wine in the world. What do you choose? And by the way, as a talk show host, I do have every wine in the world, but it's spelled with an H after the W. And at the end of the table, I have the hard stuff, baby, the hard stuff. The problem when I talk about moonshine is I have no idea from where the moonshine came other than possibly Kentucky. Let's go back to the calls. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Now I want a gin and tonic, but not when I'm on the air. Bill in Buffalo, you are on WBEN. Hello.
Hello. How you doing? I was just
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's unbelievable. You were talking about gin and tonic, and one of the things, I don't know if it was mentioned earlier, but the tonic is very important as well. And Fever Tree, if you've ever tried it, is really the best tonic to enjoy a gin and tonic with. Also need, obviously, a good fresh lime. But I don't know if you're aware of that or not.
There is, you know what, there's another mixer out there. And it's a higher-end mixer. One of their slogans is, why would you put a cheap mixer with expensive booze? And I'm trying to think of the name, and it eludes me. It is running out of my mind right now when I most need it. But it's not your brand. But there is another brand that I happen to think is just top-notch, and it comes in very little bottles of tonic and of club soda,
sure,
et cetera. Do you know the one of which I'm speaking?
I'm not sure. I don't believe so. I've tried a couple of different ones over the years, and Fever Tree is really what I've sort of settled on. And they do a light version of it as well if you're concerned about sugar and stuff like that. But it's just a great tonic, and it's not cheap. It's about $1 a bottle.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's a small bottle.
Yep, absolutely, positively. I'm looking online because I don't like saying things and then not being able to follow them up. But I shall try to track it down. I have to get into my Amazon account. And it's been a while since I bought that, but it's really delicious. And I'm trying to think of the name, and I just can't think of it. But anyway, you are a gin and tonic guy yourself. That's the important thing, but
well,
it's got to be Fever Tree as the mixer.
On a day like today, absolutely. But, I mean, scotch, red wine, I'm a big fan of the Manhattan. It depends on the time of the year and depends on the weather and the location. And on occasion, I'll be enjoying it with a cigar as well, like I will probably be tonight.
What are you, the amazing Kreskin? I was just going to ask you if you were a cigar guy, too, because
fine
spirits and delicious cigars often go together for a lot of people.
Yeah, no, all the time. And on my back patio tonight, that will be what I'll be doing. Yeah.
Well, enjoy yourself. And I kind of wish I was there, but I'll be involved in very exciting stuff tonight. Very exciting. Thank you very much.
Enjoy.
In other words, that's code for not much. Thank you very much. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone. 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, I'm just racking my brain trying to think of the mixer. And what's going to happen is if I don't find it when I'm on the air, I'm going to find it about 30 seconds after the show. And that is just not a lot of fun. So because of our discussion in the first hour of the program, I thought, hey, why not ask you guys, which is your best beverage? If you're a grown-up, of course. Is it beer? Is it wine? Is it the hard stuff? And then you can actually tell me brands if you want, like what beer brand is your favorite? Is it Labatt? Is it Bud Light? Is it Coors? Is it Miller? Is it Ultra? What is your favorite beer? What is your favorite wine? I will admit, I don't really drink beer. The only beer I really know is Corona. And on a day like today, I could be induced into having an ice-cold Corona or two because it's just that kind of a day. It feels like Mexico out there, except nobody's trying to kill me, behead me, or rip me off, to the best of my knowledge. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And if you are just joining us, I do apologize for the technical situation, but it is being taken care of, so not a big deal. It's all good, man. It's all good. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, that mixer is going to drive me nuts. It is going to drive me crazy. But the caller made a great point. What exactly is the point of spending good money on good booze, and then as the mixer, you're using crap? It doesn't make any sense. All right, it is Bowerly. And again, if you're just joining us and I don't sound like I usually do, forget about it. Don't worry about it. It's getting taken care of. Just a little thing that happened, you know? A guy came and things happened, got out of hand, and these things happen. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. I'm rather enjoying the program, I must tell you, finding out what you guys like to drink and what you ladies like to drink as well. And I was going to actually ask the guy about cigars, but he brought it up first. Let's go to Lewis in Williamsville on WBEN. Lewis, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, man. 91 degrees. You kidding me?
Yes, it is. It's great for liquor store sales. So, yes, I do own a liquor store. And if you still want to talk about the wine in supermarkets, I'd love to.
Well, we're kind of off that topic. We're definitely into some other things right now, but okay. I'll let you have your say.
Well, it is convenient, but in some of the states where they do have wine in supermarkets, the state doesn't issue that many liquor licenses. So in the state of New York, there's liquor licenses coming out of the ears. There's just liquor licenses everywhere. So people open up a liquor license, you know, open up a liquor store thinking, you know, this is just their competition, not a big deal. But now that wine is in supermarkets, that's going to cut half their profits. And the thing is that there's so many liquor stores out there.
There's about 3,600 liquor stores in New York State. And our guest in the first hour, oh, by the way, I got the mixer. It is called Q, the letter Q. That V for Vendetta? Q is the letter that I couldn't think of. But I'm not here to do an ad for these people, but I will tell you that Q Club Soda, and anything with Q on it in a glass bottle in particular, is a little slice of heaven on this side of Earth. Just for your knowledge. Now, you own a liquor store. We were told earlier by the dude from Georgetown that over half of his revenue was generated by wine sales.
Wine, yeah, me too.
And yeah. Do you have a large establishment? Is it a neighborhood establishment? How would you describe it?
It's very big. It's right next to that supermarket that we're talking about. So
it's going to be all supermarkets. I'm not trying to single out Wegmans. I mean, they're talking about all supermarkets.
Correct. So yeah.
How many square feet do you have?
I have 13,000 square feet.
Wow, that is pretty big. And yeah. of that 13,000 square feet, how much of it would be devoted to wine exclusively?
Probably 65% of it. And that's probably about half my, about 65% of my sales also. But retail space.
Do you notice a spike in sales when the weather gets like this?
Oh, yeah. But right now, quite honestly, the seltzers are just on fire right now. But yeah.
The seltzers. What's the most popular brand of seltzer right now that you're selling?
High Noon. Easily. Yeah, they own the market.
Very, very interesting. I mean, and seltzers can be a very, very nice and refreshing drink themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I stopped drinking beer because I'm up all night peeing if I have more than two beers. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm older. Who knows?
Well, I'm glad you called. I'm glad we were able to get to a little bit from you about the grocery store possibly selling wine and what that's going to do to your business. But I think you can take heart. I'm not sure that this proposal is going to generate much in the way of interest in Albany. But then again, sometimes Albany throws a curveball at us all. Thank you kindly. Appreciate hearing from you.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.